The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassels of his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. This morning we celebrate the memorial of St. Alphonsus Liguori. He was a bishop in Italy and is most well recognized or known for being the doctor of moral theology for the Catholic Church. And while I won't get into to his history this morning, one of the things that always gets to me as a priest, and I think that it can maybe gnaw at most of us, was one of his sayings. Alphonsus's sayings was that he said, for a priest, you must study 1 hour of moral theology a day, or else you care nothing for the souls of your sheep. He's saying this to his pastor. So he was saying that we have to really apply ourselves to studying moral theology, the morals of our Christian life, how we are to go about our daily lives of faith, walking around in this world, in a broken world, broken ourselves in many ways. How do we take one step after another? And I think in today's gospel reading, we have a really just brief but a beautiful moral story for us in this scene where Peter walks on water. I don't know about you, but I've spent many, many years studying the laws of the church, studying, you know, I got the Ten Commandments down, I know the various rules and dictates of the church. But then when I go out and try to walk in this world, as I go out and try to live my life, inevitably temptation comes its way, or some kind of personal fault shows itself, and I fall, and I don't do the things I want to do, right? That's the words of St. Paul, paraphrased by yours truly. I don't always do the things I want to do. So if we can know the truth, but when we try to put it into action in our moral living, in our lives of faith, we fall short. How can we trust that the next step is going to fall on solid ground? Well, in today's gospel reading, we see Jesus encounter Peter and the other disciples out on the open sea. This is a dangerous space. The waves are crashing around them. They're fearful because he sent them out on their own to precede him across this dangerous sea. And as they're out there, they see what can, in their mind, only be a ghost. How could anything be walking across the waters? But then the Lord speaks to them, "Take courage. Do not be afraid." So often in our daily lives, we can encounter situations in which we're called to stand up and be a witness of Christ in our community, a witness of Christ in our family, a witness of Christ at work. We're called to speak his words. We're called to be his hands, to be his feet, to be his face in the world that is broken. And that can strike a little fear in our hearts sometimes. But the Lord sees us like he saw Peter and the disciples, and he says, "Take courage. Do not be afraid." At no point in our daily lives are we far from our Lord Jesus Christ. At no point in our lives as Christians are we separated from the love of God. At no point in our daily life does the Holy Spirit fail to be at work in us. So when we go out into the world, it's the Lord calling to us, just like he did Peter. He says, "Come. Come to me. Take that first step." And notice the dynamic here in the moral life. Things that seem impossible. Some sin that I've been struggling with over and over and over again. I don't trust that I can be done with it. Instead of sinking into self-doubt, sinking into the waters of temptation, the Lord's calling us just to keep our eyes on him. And what does Peter do when he's walking on water? In his humanity, what is he doing? Is he hovering himself over the water and keeping himself from sinking? Or is he just taking human steps? When the Lord calls us and says, "Come," he just wants us to do the human part. He'll provide the supernatural. He'll keep us above the waters of temptation and sin. He will keep, as long as we keep our eyes gazed on him, will keep us above that. All we have to do is walk. When we're in a situation in which we're afraid, I don't know what words to speak to my family who have lost their faith. He's not asking you to have the exact words that are going to convert them, because you never will. He's asking you to be loving to them, which is a human characteristic that we've gotten from God. He's asking you just to speak to them. He'll provide those words of inspiration. He'll provide the strength. He'll be the source of your love. He'll be the one that does the supernatural. You just have to do the human part. It sounds so easy, but that's a lot of the moral life for us. He's given us the laws and the rules, and we can sit there and study them all day long, but unless we go out there and start taking steps across an unknown sea, until we start to trust in him and act in this world, we'll never get to experience the beauty of living that moral life.